Well, hey, hi, how are you? It's Andy's Things and Stuff, episode number 8. It's coming up here very shortly with my daughter, Jackie. We had a lot of fun. We laughed a lot. I think you'll enjoy it. SiouxFallsShooting.com. That's my business. This is part of how I advertise it. I don't know if that works or not, but I'm going to tell you about classes I got coming up anyway. If you want to learn how to use a pistol for the first time, shoot a pistol, learn about it, have some fun. We'll have a good time. Intro to Handgun coming up on November 5th. That is coming up this Saturday. I've got South Dakota Enhanced Pistol Permit classes coming up as well, November 12th for that. That's a week from Saturday. And if you want to put on your own private class, like a guy called me today and said, hey, can I just put together a group of people and just like us? Yeah, people do that all the time. So just give me a call, shoot me an email, whatever. You can call 605-951-0477, or you can shoot me an email, andy@SiouxFallsShooting.com, or go to SiouxFallsShooting.com. Okay, now let's do the show. Checkity check.
Midnight's like this, midnight's like this.
Checkity check. Okay. Okay, what are you drinking?
Knowledge.
Well, chemistry, Andy's Things and Stuff. We're doing take two, and now
woo-hoo.
Your voice is being picked up.
Are you sure?
I'm zoomed in. I'm seeing the waveforms created.
Are you sure?
On the computer.
Ooh, oh, it's all on one track. That's neato.
Yeah, I'm just putting them together. Like, neato. This is the mixer. This is the recorder.
I totally understand what all of that means.
Well, the two microphones are combined here, sent here.
Exactly.
Actually, they're sent here to this box.
They're sent there to that box.
This box first.
That box first.
And then they go to this box.
And then they go to that box.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was saying.
You might be losing your... by the way, this is my daughter, Jacqueline, who
Hi.
I recorded a podcast with a week ago.
Yep.
But her microphone was not picked up because I assigned the wrong audio device to record.
You did that.
I did that. And it was, honestly, it was pretty good.
You got
a lot to live up to. I don't think you'll be as good this time.
No.
I have a lot of faith in you, though.
We'll just pretend we posted the other one and we're doing a part two.
No.
Yeah.
We're not pretending.
Pretended the other one was good and you could hear me.
Okay. So the number one reason I wanted to have you on was to ask you about,
golly.
We're going to do this all over again. Like,
oh boy.
It's rehashing.
For like the 17th time.
Well, it's up to over 50,000 people have seen it. You're kind of famous.
I am.
On my Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
It's a video I put up about a month ago or so now. The first like 34,000 views were like within an hour of posting it, and it keeps getting trickled out, and I keep getting random notifications on Instagram. What is my Instagram handle now? I can't.
Andy E605. You said that.
Andy.E.605.
You say that every single time. You're like, what's my Instagram handle?
I can't remember after I changed it.
That's a you problem.
So on there, Jackie gets into my car with her backpack on
like
her back.
A normal human would, right?
Well,
right.
I don't necessarily agree with that, but I would like you to explain why
it is that
you put that on.
Here we go.
Your back and leave it on your back when you get in the car.
What did I say last time? Because I really liked my argument last time.
I don't remember.
Okay, so I think
that
I
was
said,
we spent like 3 minutes trying to figure out what did we talk about last time.
Yeah,
we recorded for an hour and.
But so basically, I remember now.
Okay,
so you go up to the car, right, and you have your backpack on. You have three? Yeah, you have like three options, right? One of them, you take your backpack off before you get in the car, and you put it on the ground outside, but the ground is crusty and musty and dirty.
Why would you have to put it on the ground?
Because that's one of your options. That's one of your options, right?
No, but why do you have to put it on the ground prior to
that's one of the options. That's one of your options, Dad. I'm not done explaining all the options. That is one of your options. Okay. You could do that. Am I wrong?
And then you drive away and leave it there?
No, you would put it on the ground, get in the car, and then pick it up. And then, well, you have a short car, so most people wouldn't be able to do that.
This was
but
part
you have
of
your
discussion.
Short car. You have your short car.
I have a short, stubby car.
You have a short, stubby car. So that's one of your options. You could do that, right? You wouldn't want to, but you could. Okay.
Why do you have
that's
to...
That's one of your options.
Hold on. Pause. Why do you have to put it on the ground?
Because
prior
it's
to
one of your options.
That's not why. That's like saying because.
Because you could. I'm not saying you would. You could do that.
Okay.
Anyway, second option, option number two. You go, actually, there's four
options. Just say the options and four. We'll count them after you're done.
Option two, you can put it in the back seat or in the trunk, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, but in order to do that, you would have to go to the back, open the door, put your backpack in, uh-huh. then close the door, then get in your own door. Open uh-huh. two different doors when uh-huh. when it's only one person that needs to get into one car, right? And okay. That's stupid.
I used
right?
to do that every single day.
It's stupid. Unless I have like an enormous duffel bag and suitcase and stuff, I'm not going
to
do that.
Okay, I got in my car every day when I used to go to work.
That's great.
And I would put the backpack. I would rotate.
That's because
between,
you have to drive.
Well, yeah, but I would rotate between the back seat or the trunk, whatever I was feeling like on a given day.
Anyway, but you're driving. I'm not. That's the point.
So okay.
This brings me to option three. So option three is you take your backpack off. So you go up to the door, you open the door, you take your backpack off, and you put it somewhere in the car. Okay?
Except, isn't that kind of like the same as option one?
No. You put it in the car, not
I'm
on the
I'm still
ground.
Waiting for you to finish option one. Like, what happens to the backpack after
you it put
hits
it on the ground.
Ground,
you go in and you get in the car, you pick it up. Okay.
Oh, and then put it in your lap.
Sure.
Okay.
And then
well, what else would you do with it?
Exactly.
At that point?
Exactly. That's why I didn't think I had to explain myself. Because what else would you do?
Drive away and forget it?
Why not?
Like
okay.
you did your work shirt the other day?
No, I didn't. That was not my fault. Anyway.
Okay, we'll get to
anyway,
that
anyway, option three. I was in the middle of this one. Then you rudely, callously interrupted.
No, it's my show. I
no,
will ask interrogative
but
questions.
But I'm the guest on your show, and the guest is always right.
No,
so,
that's
yeah.
not true.
Well, I'm an accelerated.
So option three.
Option three. You go in the car, or you open the door, and then you take your backpack off. Put it in the car somewhere. And that raises the question, Dad, where would you put the backpack in if you chose that option? If you opened the door, put your backpack in the car, and then got in, where would you put the backpack?
In the back seat?
No, you can't put it in the back seat because you only open one door.
I would put it in the passenger seat.
But you're sitting in the passenger seat. If you are a passenger getting into someone else's car and you have a bag, where would you put that bag if you're only opening one door?
In my lap.
You can't. You're not sitting down yet, though, so you don't have a lap.
No, I would have taken it off of my back. I would have held it in by one hand, and then I would have sat down with it.
I forgot.
Held this close to my chest.
Though this is four. This I forgot about this one.
Okay.
You can hold it while you're getting in the car.
Yes, that's.
But that's stupid because I'm not the Rock. Okay, so I can't do that.
You're not the Rock.
I cannot hold 25 pounds out in front of me and just.
Like why does your backpack weigh 25 pounds?
Because I have books and stuff. Well, actually, I have like two books. I have, okay, so.
Two books I have my weigh Chromebook. 25 pounds?
I have my Chromebook. Uh-huh. I have my Chromebook. I have my course folder. I have my French workbook. I have my miscellaneous folder. That's pink. I have my English folder and notebook. All of these folders also have notebooks.
Okay.
Which is blue. I have my chemistry folder and notebook, which is this teal. And I have my geometry folder and notebook, plus my ruler and protractor, and that's green. And then I have my French notebook and folder, which is red. And then I have my independent reading book, which is short. And I have my planner, which is that thingy. And then that is the same size as my independent reading book.
So basically,
all that weighs a lot. Plus, did I say my Chromebook already? Plus my Chromebook. plus my phone, my keys, whatever else I put in my backpack.
Okay.
That's a lot.
How many chapsticks do you have in your backpack?
7.
It was more than I remembered. Because she said this last time. I was trying to lead her to her chapsticks. She's like, I have, and all my chapstick. I'm, how many chapsticks? 7 chapsticks. What? Why do you have 7 chapsticks?
Because depends on what flavor I want that day.
Okay.
That's like saying, why would you own more than one perfume? It depends. What do you want to smell like that day?
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, and 2 of them are unopened, by the way. Those are my.
Well, I understand having like those 2 or 3. Like
those are my guest chapsticks. Those are for people that are like, "Hey, you have chapstick," and I'm like, "Yeah, I've never used this one. You can have it."
And then if you lose one, then you know you got to spare.
I'm not gonna lose them. I have a separate pocket just for my chapsticks.
Okay.
Anyway.
Anyway, so your books and your chapsticks get
I'll
into the car.
25 pounds.
25 pounds of chapstick and books.
I can't hold it out. So okay, so I take basic strength training, right? It's a one.
And you're a gymnast.
Yeah. Anyway, so in base, it's
you're quite strong. Like you can handle a 25-pound backpack.
Can you do that with a 25-pound backpack?
Yes.
And then like.
Well, why are you holding it straight arm out? Like
can
she's holding it straight out.
Can you do this?
No, you would hold. I would still hold it tight to my body, like close to my body. It
okay.
Would be easier
anyway,
to hold up
anyway,
that way.
Anyway, so in basic strength training, it's basically you go to the gym and they tell you what to do. Okay.
Okay.
It's literally that's all the class is. It's literally just hitting the gym and you have to do certain things. So in that class, you have to, well, they give you sheets. And one of the, 2 of the exercises we do, I guess, one of them is counterbalance squats where you grab a big heavy plate, hold it out straight in front of you and you do squats with it, right? I can barely do 10 pounds in that. I tried to do 25. Mm-hmm. I like fell.
Well, yeah, but.
Exactly.
But like so, you're just sitting down. You don't have to go back up again.
That's not the, it's harder going down than going up. Anyways.
Well, think of it as exercise.
Anyways. No, thank you. Anyways. One of the other things is goblet squats where you do, you know what a goblet squat is, right?
No.
You don't? It's where you hold a weight like a kettlebell or a dumbbell and then you do squat. You hold it like here.
You hold it close to your chest.
Yeah. And I do like 15 pounds.
I'm aware
that.
Of that exercise. I didn't know that it had a name.
Oh, okay.
Goblet squat.
Goblet squat. At first Haley, I think it was, yeah, it was Haley said it the first time. She was like, we're doing goblet squats here. It was at a warm up for open gym one time. And I was like, what is a goblin squat? I thought she said goblin. Anyway, and fun, helpful anecdote aside. Then you do the goblet squats and I do like 15 for that. Maybe 20 if I feel mm-hmm. like it. Probably not. I usually just do 15 though.
Okay.
So.
Again, how does this relate to getting in the car with a backpack?
Because it's like if you hold it. Okay. So a goblet squat, a dumbbell is like, it's like a little bigger than that thingy, right?
This is an audio only program, Jack. You're going to have to explain.
But I'm explaining it to you.
Okay.
It's how.
A kettlebell is about.
You know, y'all know how big
to 8 inches wide with
sure.
a steel handle.
Sure.
Okay.
How big is my backpack? My backpack is fairly large.
Well, it's like a standard backpack.
It's fairly large. It's the size of your knapsack thingy there. It's a fairly large backpack. That's all you need to know. It's a fairly large
backpack.
It's a fair. It's a MERS is what it is.
Okay.
It's a fairly large backpack. And even if I did hold it like here, I would have to like bear hug it. Right?
Okay.
I would have to bear hug it
because sure.
it's not this big. It's not this big.
Okay.
I would have to bear hug it. And that is uncomfortable.
But you end up doing that anyway after you get in the car.
But then I'm sitting down.
You sit down.
It's easier to do things sitting down than standing up. Like I'd rather do my homework here sitting down than stand up because I'm not going to do
sitting is the new smoking though, you know.
Huh?
Sitting is the new smoking. Like sitting is not good for you.
Standing up all the time is even worse for you.
Probably.
Exactly.
I'm just saying what
I'm
people
smart.
Say.
I'm a scientist. Oh, yeah. Anyway.
You're going to be so much fun when you get to college.
I'm a chemist.
When you go through that phase where I'm a learned college student and I know things that you couldn't possibly know, even though you went to college too, I'm just smarter than you because I learned new things that they never said in high school. You will go through that
phase. That's your attitude towards doctors, not going to lie.
No, I went through that phase in college too.
No, that's your... Okay, hang on. Because you know
that's
how,
my attitude towards doctors.
Know, yeah, because you know how you said you would never go to the doctor for anything that wasn't like a visibly broken bone or like visible uncontrollable
bleeding
and stuff. I
don't recall ever saying that.
You said that like the other day when I hurt my jaw. Ooh, we could talk about that.
Oh
too.
Yeah, that's a good that. One.
Anyway, what?
And you bounced your face off a bar.
I did okay. do that. We'll talk about that later, though. No, because you were like, yeah, or like a bullet wound.
I bounced my face off internal. A bar. Oh, yeah, you asked me a very specific question.
I did.
It wasn't about what would you go to the doctor for. Like, if I'm sick, I'll go to the doctor.
No, like go to the ER and like...
Go to the ER. That was the question.
Go to the ER.
There's a big difference between ER and doctor.
Yeah, whatever. Or like a terminal illness or something. So you would only go
to
the
ER. If I have a terminal illness, why go through the expenditure of the ER?
Anyways.
What's the point?
Anyways. But you were saying you would only go to the doctor if you needed stitches, right? You had like internal bleeding or something, or you had a visibly broken bone.
Well, no, the ER.
ER. What did I say? Did I say doctor?
You keep saying doctor.
You would never go to the ER unless you got like...
Really needed an ER.
Really, 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 really.
Like actually needed an ER.
But when I sprained my ankle, like what, almost 2 years ago now? It was like the size of a softball. It was, my ankle got big. And it got all purple and green. Yep. And I couldn't walk for like 2 weeks. And you were like, oh, you're fine. And
you
then
are fine
I rode around on my little Razor scooter.
I have experience with sprained ankles.
Yeah, but I couldn't walk.
Going to the ER wasn't going to help that.
Yeah, because then you get a boot.
Okay.
That helps you walk.
And an $8,000 bill from Sanford for sitting in a room for 2 hours. Like,
ow.
Is your ankle fine? Did you die? No, you're fine. Okay. We made the right decision not taking you to the ER for a sprained ankle. Okay.
It was a bad sprained ankle.
Yeah.
I literally.
Oh,
like,
guess. Oh, yeah. I had a badly sprained ankle. It was the most sprained ankle anyone's ever 15th had.
15th time I've heard the story.
Okay. What story?
The story of you playing basketball and then your ankle went pop and you thought it was broken.
I wasn't even going to tell that story. All I was going to say was I have sprained my ankle badly before too. And
bro, same.
Yeah. I didn't go to the doctor that day.
No, but like, I want to walk. I want to have the ability to walk.
Yeah, but...
What's wrong with wanting to be able to do basic human functions?
The likelihood of it being broken was very low.
But what if it was? What if it was?
But it wasn't.
What if it was? Then you would have been like, oh, you were right.
I made an
I
educated...
I would have been so, I told you so.
I made an educated guess.
You are the funnest person to be like, I told you so too. Because you're always like, oh, I know. I'm old and I'm smart. I know better than you. And sometimes you're right. Sometimes you're right. But when you're not, it is so fun. It is
like,
so fun
when
you're
wrong.
When was I
not right?
Lots of times.
Like
my
this time we're just talking about how we should have taken to the ER because it was a catastrophically fatal injury.
Nope. Okay, hang on.
That we should have gotten your
ankle taken. Remember when I had tendonitis in my hip?
Tendonitis in your hip, yes.
Uh-huh. And you guys ended up paying extra for physical therapy because you ignored it and thought it would go away?
No,
and then my IT band got inflamed?
I said you should go to a doctor to get referred to physical therapy because physical therapy was what you needed. That is exactly what I was advocating all along.
No, I talked to you and mom about it and you were like, oh, wait a little longer. It'll probably go away. And then when it didn't, you were like, okay, fine. We'll schedule a doctor's appointment.
No. Okay. You're not remembering that correctly.
No, I am.
And you probably had separate conversations with me and mom, not together, because when I talked to mom about it, I was pretty much on board with the let's go to the doctor and get referred to a physical therapist.
But that's happened before. I've been like...
So why are you getting in with your bad hips and your sprained ankle into a car with a backpack on your back?
I don't remember. I get sidetracked very easily. You should know this.
Well, yeah, you are my daughter, so...
Exactly.
It's weird being the one who's on task.
Exactly.
Okay, so one of the there have been a lot of comments on this post.
Dad, what was your GPA in high school?
Oh, it was not great.
Exactly.
But it was because I didn't care. Like, it could have been higher. Like, don't equate GPA with intelligence.
No,
there,
I was just wondering. I was just wondering. I was like, no. I wonder what dad's GPA was. That just popped into my brain.
It was like...
Because mine's, like, my lowest grade is a 96.5 right now.
Here's the thing. College didn't cost $8 gazillion when I went. Okay? So, getting good grades and getting a scholarship was like, I don't know. I mean, if I could do it over again, I would have done better. But my thought at the time was...
So what was your GPA?
I want to say I graduated with like a 2.8, 2.9, something like that.
What is that? Like a bunch of C's and a few B's?
No, mostly B's. Mostly B's with some C's.
Yeah.
That's... And an A here and there, yeah. I mean...
Even like your... But here's the thing, Jack. Like the
I graduated college with a 2.6 GPA.
Whoa.
Notice what I said there. Whoa. I graduated.
Whoa.
With a 2.6 GPA.
I know, but like still.
And guess what? The difference between me and the valedictorian of my class at Black Hills State University was they got a funny ribbon around their neck and I didn't. That's the difference.
What did your valedictorian end up doing?
I have no idea. But
exactly.
Odds are they're probably a teacher, so they're not making much more money than I am. So why are you making fun of my laugh all of a sudden?
It was funny. I just remembered we talked about that too. We talked about how stupid your laugh is.
Oh yeah, because you have a friend who has a really dumb laugh.
Yeah. Issa, if you're listening to this, I love you. Anyway.
But she's about to talk shit about you.
No, I'm not. I make fun of you all the time to your face. It's no different when you're not right here. So.
By the way.
What?
You dropped an S-bomb in front of me.
I what?
A couple of months ago. About. Huh? And then your littlest brother tried to drop it in... a context that was not quite as good and...
Huh?
Okay, so you said something about if you can't... When we were in the backyard racing the day I got beat by all my children.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was funny.
And...
So tell them what happened, Dad. Tell them what happened. The whole story. Give them the whole story.
Well, I tried to race my children. I knew Rockley was going to beat me.
You knew I was going to beat you.
I did not know you were going to beat me.
No, yeah, you did. I could beat Rockley.
Because I thought you ran like your mother and it turns out you got faster.
I've always been fast.
No.
Yeah.
Not always.
Yeah.
Anyway. We were racing, and then you all of a sudden said something along the lines of, if you can't sprint for shit, you're a shitty gymnast, or something like that.
Yeah. Because that makes vault really, really hard.
So then your youngest brother... dropped a BS in the backseat of the car after school one day because he was angry about something and I was not in the mood to hear it. And it was a little different. I probably should have said something, but he took it as license to start cussing at 9 years old.
Then again, yeah, he's nine. Yeah.
Yeah. But he's also been like trending towards his potty mouth, and that's literally like the only time I've ever heard you cuss in your whole life. So I kind of let it go.
Oh, well.
Because I'm not going to be a gigantic hypocrite about the language. I'm just
exactly.
not.
Exactly.
I can't be. I mean, there's a time and a place for it. And if it gets to be too much, then I'm going to call you out on it. But anyway. So Issa has a funny laugh.
Yeah.
Or she has a couple of laughs.
She has a couple of laughs. Okay. So this is the first one. This is my favorite. So when it's kind of like a ha 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 ha, that kind of a laugh. Like that circumstance, she will turn into a literal, you know, a Windex bottle. You know, a Windex, but like when it doesn't.
Yes,
like,
I'm aware of Windex bottles. I've know, seen
like,
them.
You know, like when it doesn't work and it goes like.
Oh, that sucking sound. Yeah.
Yeah, that. She turns into that.
So it's like.
No.
What does it sound like?
No.
Now I want to go find an empty Windex bottle and try and make the sound.
Exactly. And so she'll be like,
okay, now I get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or it's sputtering spit.
Yeah.
Or spitting a little bit.
Yeah. She spit on me a couple of times.
Doing that?
Maybe. I don't know.
Or did she slime you? Did you know that's the crime for spitting on someone in South Dakota?
Huh?
It's called sliming. if you spit on somebody,
it's illegal.
It's yeah. It's really? Like it's a crime, and it's called sliming in South Dakota.
Oh, it's illegal everywhere, and we just call it sliming.
Well,
here.
I'm sure it's in most states' laws as a form of assault, but yeah. So, okay. So
anyway,
there's that laugh that sounds like a Windex bottle, and then the other one is it.
Then there's just the wheeze, like the breathless, like mom does it.
Like, oh, where she stops breathing.
Yeah. And that's like the haha. That's really funny.
Yeah,
that
she's
kind
dying.
Of laugh. Like someone told a joke,
and then eventually
something.
It's like.
No, that's mom's laugh.
Yeah, I know.
So Issa will do this thing where it's like. And then we're all like, and then we burst out into laughter again. And we're like, hey, now's not the time to be laughing. And then we're like, and then we start laughing again. It's usually in chorus.
What's the most inappropriate time you've ever gotten the giggles?
Chorus.
Well, that's not that inappropriate.
Oh, wait. What was it? I'm trying to think. Have I told you about this? This wasn't really, I guess. Okay, so this was in Kantari, which is my ensemble. It's not chorus. It's a separate
it's a
vocal.
Singing thing.
It's a separate vocal ensemble that we meet alternate, like separate our lunch period instead of studying.
It doesn't
instead
really
of
matter.
Study hall.
No one cares about
a separate
when.
Chorus.
So
rehearsal.
You're with your singing group at school.
Yep. And we were doing warm-ups. And we do this warm-up that goes like, Mame, me, mo, moo, or something. It goes like, Mame, me, mo, moo. And then it goes like, Mame, me, mo, moo. Mame, me, mo, moo. And then she changes the consonant to get like enunciation and stuff, I guess. So she's changed it to like, La, le, li, lo, loo, ta, te, ti, to, tu. And then she changed it to a P. And then we had to go, Pa, be, pi, bo, poo. And we were all just like dying, and she was like,
"Did she not realize what she was doing?"
And then we did the exact same warm up in regular chorus the next period, and she did not change the consonant to a P. She changed the consonant, just not.
There were probably other groups of kids that weren't as affected by that as you. You and your friends, like, I mean, in our house, toilet humor is like one of the highest forms of humor,
I guess.
But.
Mame, me, mo, moo.
Pape, pee, poo, poo.
Po, poo.
Po, poo.
Po, poo.
Po, poo.
Potpourri.
So you have to
What's
make...
What's a song that goes like it says potpourri in it?
There is one, but I can't remember what it is right now.
Exactly, bro.
So you have to make noise all the time, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, you pretty much do.
Listen, I'm not going to make noise for the next...
Well, no, I mean, you kind of have to. We're doing a podcast. But at some point, I'm so proud that you still wear a watch. Like, you started wearing a watch when you were like 7, 8, 9. Okay. You were quite young. And that's only like the third watch. Like, you drowned one of them. Oh, you're being quiet now. It's killing you, though, isn't it? Yeah, it is. She's. How much longer are you going to stay silent for? So your brother is making a case for being the most annoying child. He's getting close. You still have the title. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you do. You do. When you and him gang up on me to, like, take my socks off. Okay. How much longer? Come on. Get over it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, done.
A whole minute, broski.
Okay. Well,
by
done.
The way, we don't really do that anymore.
Like, well, it just hasn't come up.
It's really funny, though. It's really funny.
It's yeah, really they basically
funny.
Will.
It's really funny.
We get into basically like.
Yeah. One of us will like hold your legs together and then the other will try and wriggle your.
Well,
off.
And it's all to tickle my feet is basically what
yeah.
it is.
Yeah, because you have ticklish feet and you have ticklish elbows.
And Rockley will try to, like, he'll just randomly sneak up behind me and just start tickling my butt, like, just annoy me, like your Uncle Joe,
like Joe
did
yeah.
when we were kids. And
you should tell the goose story.
And no, he did on when we were on the when he was on with me.
Aww.
Because he realized
but
he was
a funny story.
He was traumatizing his kids. Like he had to start forcing himself. We talked about this. Like I used to like constantly like I couldn't help myself. Like I liked getting the reaction out of you kids. Like you'd be sitting there eating cereal and I'd, you know, tickle you in the ribs or the armpit or something. And I finally just said no, because I couldn't even like give you like a little loving embrace without you like cringing like you're about to be tickled.
Yeah.
I was like, I realized I was scarring
you.
Remember
that game we used to play where you like tried to get the other one to like reach up and then you had to like...
Oh, yes!
I remember you got me in the elevator one time. You were like, hey, can you reach the emergency button? Like, just in case we need it. And then I was stupid because okay. I was like 8. And then I did it. You got me good. That was a good one.
No, we had... Okay, we got to explain the game though.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so...
I just did.
Well, you kind of did, but not exactly. Jackie and I had this game.
I explained it beautifully.
It started when you were really young. Like,
I was really little.
Like 5,
I think
maybe.
It was like, you were like, hey, do you feel this? And like the ceiling. We were in like the car, the truck or something. You're like, you feel this in the ceiling?
Yeah.
And then I was like, and then I just
poke you in the armpit.
There, yeah.
And then it was, I got you. That was basically the game, was
yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
And it sort of required, we were pretty honest when one of us got. Mm-hmm. Okay, but basically the game was to use subterfuge to mm-hmm. get them to raise their arm so that you could tickle their armpit.
Yeah.
But they had to voluntarily raise their arm to open up the opportunity. That was basically what it was. And it was to prove that I had tricked you into raising your arm unbeknownst to you.
Mm-hmm.
And this went back and forth for years. We've only fallen out of the habit like one
couple
within the last
ago?
Year, though.
Couple no, it was like no. a couple of years ago.
Was it?
It was a while ago.
It has been a while, but that was so fun. But yeah, the elevator one I totally forgot about. Like I just suddenly thought, oh yeah, I'm gonna get her. Could you reach up and touch that emergency button if you know, if, just in case? Okay.
Now what?
Well, that's the end of that one.
Now what? Conversation kind
you
of
can't...
just like died. What? That was not funny.
No, but you pointing out the conversation died just made me laugh. That's all.
That wasn't funny though.
So you have to make noise all the time.
Like, I do not. I just went an entire
minute. But like the second it was over, you started. I mean, I want you to talk right now. Don't. But I'm talking about when you're by yourself. Exactly. Like she'll walk around the house going, Mamie Mama Moo.
No, I won't.
Or she'll start singing something from like,
if it's like
of course, I have a daughter who loves musical theater.
Oh, yeah.
Because
I'm also the best daughter.
I'm not a fan of musical theater.
Because you're a nerd.
There are yes, I am. There
nerd.
Are musicals I like, but there's like.
Nerd.
Probably 3.
Nerd.
Meanwhile, you've got the Dear Evan Hansen book on
Dear
the
Evan
piano.
And Hamilton right behind it.
And, yeah, what's the other one where they kill themselves? The other really depressing
Heathers?
One? Yeah.
Heathers, Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice. Like, I was trying to get you to watch the movie Beetlejuice with me tonight, and you're like, no, we better do a podcast instead, because I'm not going to have time for another week. I'm like,
well,
I'm okay.
Yeah, exactly. Because I got to work. Well, work and Halloween, and then gymnastics, and then work and youth group, and then gymnastics, and then work again. And then work again, and again, and again.
When did you have your big sleep over the weekend?
Huh?
When did you do big sleep?
What's that?
Like, you just, like, conked out early and
I
slept.
Didn't.
You didn't this weekend?
I don't have time. Well, I fell back asleep when I woke up this morning.
Oh.
Well, because I wake up at like 8:30 on the weekends, and then I have to get going by like 9:30 or 10, depending on if it's Saturday or Sunday. And then I don't get home till like 5:30.
I'm turning into Nana. I wake up every morning now at like 5:30 without
like
the alarm.
6.
Yeah.
Oh, same. If I don't have an alarm, I'll wake up by like 7.
Yeah, but like it's been like my alarm's been waking me up at like it goes off at 6, and then I usually roll out of bed around 6:20. Like I'll hit snooze. Twice and then get out the third time. But yeah, no, you all of a sudden like get out of bed without mom yelling at you in the morning or me yelling at you. You're up before us most mornings.
That's because I like mornings now because I can get my homework.
Yeah.
Because I have more like motivation to do stuff in the mornings than like at night. Because like at night, it's just like, I just want to go to bed, man. Like Like if it's like I go to bed really early too. Like I'm usually out by like 11.
You go to bed early?
Yeah.
What was it you said last time though? It's either like 10 or 2. Oh yeah, it's either 2.
It's like 10, 11 or like 2. Because I have like homework.
So how does
like,
it go on those mornings when you're after you get up at 6 or 6:30 or whatever?
I get up at 6.
But when you went to sleep at 2.
I wake up at 6 and then I okay, so I have 3 alarms, right? I used to have like 10 and now I have like 3. Because I would wake up by the time the fourth alarm was over, I was like ready to get out of bed. So now I have 3. The first one goes off at 5:50. It's just like, hey, wake up. And then, and at that one, I turn my light on because that's like visually stimulating, whatever. And it like wakes you up. And then the fifth one or the second one goes off at 5:55. And I'm just like, whoa, because I usually fall asleep again. And
is it a different tone?
No, it's the loudest ringtone I have. It's 80s ring phone. Or 80s.
It's
phone.
Really annoying.
It's like
I can hear it from my bedroom. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's the like the only loud one on there. So and then that one's just like, hey, remember you can't go to bed now. And then at 6 o'clock it's like get up. Or no, at 5:55 I usually get on my phone because that also keeps me awake.
Yeah.
Cause it's like it like wakes me up while I'm laying down. And I'm like still in bed.
Yeah, it occupies your brain enough to wake up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then at 6 o'clock, it's like, get up.
Okay. Well, I just wake up now without an alarm because I guess I'm that old now.
Yeah,
because
you're a loser like that.
Well, your grandmother wakes up at 5:30 every morning, whether there's an alarm or not.
Because she's a goofball like that.
Well, yeah, I guess. So, what else did we talk about last time that was fun?
What do you call sweaty boobs?
What do you call sweaty boobs? Now you're laughing like Issa.
Humidity. I know, I'm funny like that. I'm funny like that.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have that problem. But, I mean, they do get sweaty, but... Like.
No, your moobs get sweaty. Have I told you that story about me and Rock? Okay,
no.
So this goes back to Issa again. I was on a call with Issa, right? We were just, like, video calling and talking and stuff. I think we were, like, we were both doing our homework, because sometimes we do that. We'll just, like...
You're always doing homework with, like, video chat of some kind going on with your friends.
Yeah, because then I can be like, yo, what'd you get for whatever? That's actually not why we do. It's just, like, it's more, like, do something if someone's, like, on a call with you, and they're, like, do your stuff. I don't know. It's weird. But, like, you want to do your stuff.
Yeah, that's not homework. How I hung out with my friends in high school.
Anyway.
We just didn't do our homework, I was on, and then we did stuff.
Because you were losers like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but we had a lot of fun.
You were losers like that. You were bad boys.
I was such a bad boy.
You're such a bad boy with your flat top and
flat top.
Stupid. You had kind of a flat top.
I did not have a flat
top.
That
one picture of Nana's the stair thing.
Okay, that was when I was much younger. I was exactly. Like way younger than you right now.
Really?
Oh yeah, I was
I thought
like
that was like your guys' senior pics or something.
No. I had the same dumb goofy mushroom haircut that a lot of boys have now. I see tons when the handful of times I've dropped you off at school, I have seen like half of the dudes walking in with the same haircut I had in high school. Like I'm okay. Basically a fashionable trendsetter.
No.
30
no,
years
not.
Ago.
No, you're not.
Oh,
you're
totally.
Not. No, you're not. No, yes. You're not. You're an old balding dude in his 40s.
I'm not balding.
Yes, you are.
I'm not balding.
You're, look at a picture of you when you were like, I don't know, 20, 30 something.
Your well, there's that one of you and me in the Vikings like, jerseys on
oh,
the
yeah,
piano
yeah,
there.
Yeah. Okay, so you see your hairline, it went back like a little.
Yeah, it's gone
like,
a lip a little bit.
Now it's like, whoa!
Okay, you're making it sound like my hairline is halfway
it's also like
back
all
my
white.
Skull.
It's also like all white now.
That I can't refute. The color is changing rather dramatically.
A lot. Look at how dark your hair used to be, and then look in a mirror. Look in a mirror.
Well, that was 2009, Jack.
Yeah. It was only
look how small your head was back then. Oh, my gosh. Your head was tiny.
My head was enormous for
it
my
was,
body. What
well,
are you talking
for your
about?
Size, it was, yeah. I mean, imagine if my head was as big as my chest.
Oh, It'd be bigger than that lampshade.
I know. My head would be the size of a lampshade.
Lampshade is such a good word.
Why is lampshade such a good word?
It just is. It's got a nice aura.
Okay.
It's got good vibes. What were we talking about?
I like heads. I don't know.
Your pick.
Oh, you were mocking hair. My hair.
I was. What was that before
I'm
that?
Going bald, which I'm not. I mean, I am thinning. It's receding. Like, I'll have like Grandpa Larson's hairline. Well, great Grandpa Larson's
how
hairline.
Did we get into that, though? Your old...
Oh, my trend-setting hair.
No. What was before that?
I don't know.
I just said humidities.
Humidities.
Oh, Issa. Call with Issa.
Oh, video call. Yep. Yes.
Okay. Call with Issa. and Rockley busts into my room. He's like, hey, what are you doing? And I'm like, go away. I'm trying to do homework. And he's like, no. And I'm like, get out of my room. And he's like, I am out of your room. I'm like, no, your tootsies are still in the door. Move your tootsies. But he thought I said, move your titties. And so he says, I don't have titties. I have man boobs. I have moobs. And then I go, well, then move your moobs.
I did not know this story. That's great.
I know. Move your moves. We should put that on
a
t-shirt.
I don't have titties. I have man boobs.
Move your moves.
Oh.
We should put that on a Hydro Flask sticker.
Yeah. By the way, did you lose your Hydro Flask?
No.
Well, then
it's in my room.
Oh, okay. Why were you leaving a different water bottle in my car?
Oh, because it was behind my beam and I couldn't find it.
Huh?
You know my beam in the living room?
Oh, yes.
It was, I was looking for it.
The
all
tripping
over.
Hazard that I made for was, you.
Yeah. Well, that's not my fault. The boys keep moving. I move it off to the side and they like do whatever with it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it was behind that. That's where it was.
Our house is going to be so much nicer when you guys are gone.
Only 3 more years. Almost.
No, and all of you guys are gone.
4 more years and then you won't have 2 boys sharing a room.
You'll be okay with giving up your room?
Well, what else are you going to do with it?
I don't know. I mean, when you first go to college, though, it's like, or go to whatever you're going to do. I mean, if you just like straight move out and start working or whatever, like, I mean, whatever you end up choosing to do, which if you don't go to college right away, it's not going to break my heart.
I'm only going to break your heart.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. Something like
that's a good
architecture.
Answer. Architecture.
Architecture. Mm. Like civil engineer or something. That would be fun.
Yeah.
Like math and physics. Physics is cool.
Well, yeah, you actually, see, by the time I hit high school, like, that math stuff, man, that was not my bag. Like, when
you're
it
like,
started.
Algebra is dumb. No letters and numbers.
No,
that's not how we did it back in my dad's day.
No, I'm not, like,
you
math.
You hated algebra. You've gone on several rants about
I
algebra.
I did.
With me.
I mean, it made sense when it was still, like, on the basic side, but as soon as we're multiplying letters and dividing them by different letters, and when I basically wrote what the result of that was down, and it's like, no, that's wrong because you have to add in the I. And I'm like, well, there was no I before. Where the hell did you get I from? Like, I don't understand.
That's because you're a goofball.
I just, math doesn't, that kind of math doesn't make sense in my brain.
Math, all kinds of math makes sense to me because it's like stuff that's like there's a right or wrong answer. Like, okay, so in basic strength, we go into the locker rooms, right? To I don't know what. Okay, so
what does that have to do with math?
It's I'll get there.
Okay,
and then we go. So there's two kind of sides of the locker room. There's the locker room that everyone uses, and then there's the cross country or volleyball locker rooms or whatever. And Ella,
what do they need a locker room for?
I don't know. Ella, Ruby, and Mariah.
They don't have any equipment. They just got shoes. Like.
Volleyball, I guess they have like
they got
knee pads,
and
elbow
and balls.
And, yeah. Anyway, so Ella, Ruby, and Mariah are always in there, and on the there's a whiteboard in there, and there's always some kind of poll on there. So one day it was like Starbucks or scooters, crew necks or hoodies, and then you just like mark down whichever one and whichever one wins.
Flip flops or Crocs.
That was not one of Crocs, by the way.
I can't believe you're my daughter.
You have said so many times, I don't want to try Crocs because I'm afraid I'll like them.
Yes.
You're, yeah.
I know.
I went through a Crocs phase. It was really short. It was like a month, but Crocs were like the only thing I wore.
It was longer than a month.
It was okay. It was, like
it was more
months.
Like a year.
It wasn't like, no. It was a couple months, maybe. It was like a month.
Those pink
months.
Ones?
In like second, it was in like seventh grade. Yeah.
Which I know, I realize that seems like a long time ago to you.
Back to the polls. That okay. was a long time ago. That was at Edison. That was when I went to Edison. Anyway, so back to the polls.
You've gone to more schools than a kid who never moved.
Exactly.
Thank God you're not going to Washington. That would have pissed me off. Okay, forget about whatever allegiances you have for Lincoln.
Washington sucks.
The fact that there are people who live less than a mile from our house and their kids go to Washington, which is like up by Del Rapids. Basically,
no.
Okay, it's basically Brandon is where Washington
kinda,
is.
Kinda.
It's pretty, you're closer to Brandon than you are the Empire Mall.
Yeah.
At Washington
I
High
think
School.
So.
Like, and there are people who live less than a mile from our house that go there.
Anyway, so back to the polls. Back to the polls.
Your cousin went to Washington.
So many of my teachers graduate, like Miss Madame Coombs, my ad room teacher. That's all I know, but they both graduated from Washington. Anyway, back to the polls in the locker room.
Polls in the locker room.
Polls in the locker room.
Okay.
So one of the polls that day, it was math or English. And there was, I think there was like one vote for math, two votes
Can
for
I
English.
Vote history?
No, it was one or the other. Which, what would you vote, Dad? Math or English? Oh. Well, English sucks, so I vote math,
yeah.
Right?
That would be hard. Let me take that back. I'll take it back. In high school, I would have said English for sure. 100%. Because that was before we got to college and you had to read stuff and then make up bullshit about it. And like, right. And then you were graded on who had the best bullshit. Now, I have two cousins who are both English professors who will argue with me to the death that makes you smarter. It just makes you good at making up bullshit. That's all it does.
You remember that one Netflix show?
I put those
show?
Skills to good use writing blog show? Posts for the radio station
remember
website.
Remember that Netflix show?
What Netflix show?
It was called Bullshit. It
there was?
Like, it was like, yeah.
Oh, it was a game show.
Yeah, the game show.
Yeah, yeah,
I don't remember exactly what it was. I haven't watched
Nana
it
Nana is going to be so mad that you're like cussing and I'm not scolding you for it. But like, Mom,
it's
if it's a PG-13
it's a
movie,
show.
She's 14. It's fine.
It was a show. Like in songs. Like I was swearing songs. If it's like, damned if I do give a damn what people say. No, dear. The 1950s shit they want from me. I just want to stay in the lavender haze.
What in the hell is that?
Lavender Haze by Taylor Swift.
Oh.
It's the new, on her new album.
Oh.
Anyway.
Is that Love? No.
The new album.
Midnight.
Midnights, yeah.
Minutes to Midnight?
Midnights. That's what it's called.
Countdown
anyway,
to Extinction.
Polls in the locker room.
Polls in the locker room. English locker or math? Room.
English or math. And obviously I chose math. And then me and Mariah had a conversation about it. And we were like, yeah, like choosing math makes sense. Because math is like, there's a right or wrong answer, right? In
yes.
English, it's a good or bad answer.
It's subjective.
And I'd rather have a wrong answer than a bad answer.
And if you have a bitch of an English professor, she'll flunk you for not showing up, even though you ace all of the work in school. In college,
that's,
that could happen.
That's in college.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, if you don't show up, there's an attendance policy for like all college classes.
No, it's different. Like if I can show up, like here's the thing though. I was doing a class with a bunch of freshmen because I transferred from BH to SDSU after my first year. And for whatever reason, I didn't take written communication, whatever. It was like a freshman level. At BH, they did it. Both of them, your freshman year at SDSU, it was like half of it your freshman year and then the other half like your sophomore or junior year. So I ended up not taking it. So I'm like 22. I've already written 1,000 papers and I'm having to take this class. And this awful woman from South Carolina. I can't remember her name, but I hated her.
Ooh,
she was obnoxious.
Carolina creeks running through.
And I went to class often enough to do all the tests and do all the work, but she still failed me anyway. It's like, if I can show up and ace your class without showing up.
But
anyway, it's part of the problem with college. Okay. What is that from?
Carolina. It's that movie. Where the Crawdads Sing.
Who kills himself in that movie that you're obsessed with?
So there was.
Why do you like musicals where people kill themselves?
Because it's good. Because the musicals where people kill themselves always have the best songs. It's so good. Like, it could, like, a musical.
So if there's a suicide in a musical.
No.
Then it's going to have good music.
No, the good music songs always have, like, so like good-ish that, plots.
So, like, The Sound of Music, you know, Hitler killed himself. So, this is the Sound of Music.
Sound of Music has pretty good songs, I guess. But the plot, like, the plot
I've never really seen it.
I really like the plot. The plot is good. Like, it could have a banger plot, but if the songs are like, meh, I hate it.
Kind of like Frozen 2.
Yeah.
Frozen 2, like, Frozen, the first Frozen movie. Frozen 2,
the plot and songs were at the same level. They were both pretty mid.
Yeah, I guess the plot wasn't that good. The first Frozen was amazing.
First Frozen was incredible.
Like, outside of the Olaf song, The Summer in Summer.
I love that song. That's like my favorite song. In summer.
Yeah. That was like the one song in Frozen, the OG Frozen, that was like, it sounded like it was from a musical. The rest of the songs, like, would stand up as just like a regular old pop tune. You know, on the radio, like, do you want to build a snowman? Like, it was just a better song than your average song in a musical. Like, songs in musicals all kind of sound the same. They all have these same devices and trappings. It's like, now it's time for the key change.
Have you seen Hamilton?
Yes,
you
should watch. I saw the Hamilton rapping musical that
you should
they do
watch Hamilton.
The same beat everything
watch,
they say.
No, have you seen? Watch like one video.
No, but the guy from watch Frozen like who's one, in there is totally different.
Watch like one YouTube video about like the like Hamilton is so much more than the story about Hamilton.
No,
it's,
I know.
There's so many. It's so Lin-Manuel Miranda is such a genius, bro.
Did you just call me bro?
Bro. I call everyone bro. Anyway.
I'm your dad. Don't call me bro.
Okay, bro. Mom calls Asaya bro.
Dude.
Bro. Anyway, watch like one YouTube video about... Okay, so you know in My Shot where Hamilton's thingy goes like... Bum, 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 bum. It's going like up and up and up. And then Burr's thing, it goes like bum, bum. Or how does it go? Bum, 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 bum. It's the same thing over and over again. And it represents their character. So like Hamilton's going up and up and up. And Burr's just going down and down and down. And he like sucks. And Hamilton, at the end of My Shot, he was like, ugh. And Burr was going like, ugh. Because Burr sucks and Hamilton rocks.
Yeah, the only thing I really remember about Hamilton, other than the opening
1776.
Song, is the ending.
New York City. Oh, and I explained that whole theory to you.
And the whole, like, even the first time I watched it with you, and it got to the ending, like, all of a sudden, like, I'm not going to lie, I was bored with about half of it.
Okay?
I'm not going to lie. It's a musical, Jack. I can't keep my attention focused that long.
Exactly.
As soon as there's music, like, words mean nothing. Words are not a thing. They're just a musical instrument.
Well, that's because you're weird.
I can't explain this phenomenon with me. Like, I can't. Like
the words are better than the music. Actually, they're both
pretty
cool. No,
I don't hear words.
Like, sometimes the music...
I grew up in the 90s with Nirvana, okay?
Because you're a weirdo.
And Nirvana, like, Kurt Cobain just said words, random words that... went along with the song, and
that's
because
you don't think about
sense.
The words enough. If you think about them, it's really cool. Like, you know, that's that one song,
no.
Charlie Puth and Wiz Khalifa. It's kind of lame. Like, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. It's a good song.
No, that's not what the
but
lyrics
if you,
were
if
like.
You break down, that's exactly what it was. It's I'll tell you
Jackie,
all about it when.
Are
I
you really
see
telling
you
me what the music
again.
Was like when I was in high school?
That I'm not talking about music when you were in
okay.
high school. I'm talking about that one song.
Okay.
Charlie Puth and Wiz Khalifa.
Okay. Listen. Interpret these lyrics for me, okay? Load up on guns. Bring your friends. It's fun to lose and to pretend. She's overboard. Self-assured. Oh, no.
Sometimes
I know
it's just
a dirty
telling
word.
A story. Sometimes it's telling a story. I like those songs. Like,
what in the hell is the, what did that? What did those lyrics mean?
Mary's song. Oh, my. Take me back to the creek beds we turned up. 2 a.m. riding in your truck in a lot.
Like strawberry wine. 17.
Can't we be 17? Is that so hard to do?
Hey!
What's that about? Like Metallica has
kids having bad dreams.
The buddest lyrics.
Okay, I'll say James Hetfield is not the greatest lyricist ever, but the words mean nothing to me though. It's just a musical instrument.
That's why you like Metallica.
No, I like Metallica because their riffs and the groove is just like, yes. Like, that's all I can explain it. I like lots of other stuff, too. It's just harder to get all my music on a phone than it is to throw in CDs in a CD player, and I never have a CD player around, like,
You know, You're On Your Own, Kid? It's another Taylor Swift song. It's the one that goes like,
no.
You're on your own, kid. You always have it. It's like the,
no.
The sprinkler splashes, oh. The fireplace ashes.
Speaking of you and Taylor Swift, okay,
oh, yeah.
You little shit. what's up with playing that song on the way to school the first day when I was dropping you off?
Because Taylor was like Swift is a good lyricist.
No.
The lyrics is what made you cry. The song, you didn't care about the song. The lyrics is what made you cry. That's why the lyrics are better.
Ballads are the only songs where I hear lyrics. Because there's not a groove to like get me going. It's more of a ballad than not a ballad. What is the name of that song?
Never Grow Up.
Never Grow Up, yeah. And I'm hearing the lyrics, and it's just like, you butthole.
Just never grow up. Whoa, what did I do?
Careful.
I twisted the thing.
Oh, yeah, you can take that apart, so don't do that.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so we're
car on your way to the movies, and you're mortified. Your mom is dropping you off. So much colder. Oh, wait, that's the 14, much you can't do, and you can't wait to move out someday and call your own shots.
Yeah, the
don't make her drop you off around the block. Remember that she's getting older too, and don't lose the way that you dance around in your PJs getting ready for school. Darling, don't you ever grow.
She puts the song in the CD player on the way to school. Or it was on your phone, yeah.
Because we were in your car.
Yeah.
Because your car only has one CD player and it's lame.
But cars don't even have CD players anymore. New ones.
CDs slap, bro.
CDs what?
Slap. They're cool. They're awesome. They're the best. Slap is like bussin. Remember when I told you about bussin? Slap is like bussin, but for not food stuff.
Bussin is like bussin, but not food stuff? What?
Exactly.
What does bussin mean?
Bussin is like if I eat, like if I eat a sandwich. Okay, so I bring sandwiches to practice. Those sandwiches are bussin. It's like, it's really good. Like, okay. Like those sandwiches slap, bro.
And what does W mean?
W means win. It means win. I sent you that TikTok, didn't you? I sent you that TikTok, and it explained to you W and L and mid, and how mid is worse than L.
Well, basically. W and L, like, as soon as L came into it, then I was like, oh, okay, this is like a win. It's good. Okay.
W.
And L was, yeah, okay.
Mitosis. Wait. Okay. This is a bio joke that we told last year when we were in bio. What did one amoeba sister say to the other amoeba sister when she stepped on her toes? Amoeba Sisters was a YouTube channel. It taught us about biology stuff. It was a YouTube channel. There were two little amoebas and they talked about biology stuff. They were sisters and they were called the Amoeba Sisters. What they say? What'd she say?
Mitosis?
That's mitosis.
Remind me what mitosis is. I don't remember.
Mitosis is...
See, you don't remember everything you learned in school.
It's
something with cells.
Yeah, it's when cells make new energies and stuff. I don't know. Some eighth grader could tell me about it.
Well,
that's mitosis.
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 Okay.
I looked around in a blood soaked gown and I saw something.
Is that Taylor Swift too?
Yeah. That's what I was talking about. I was talking about the bridge of You're On Your Own, Kid. It's literally, I swear, it's the best bridge she's ever written.
Okay.
It's through sprinkler splashes and fireplace ashes. I gave my blood, sweat, and tears for this.
You know what I find amusing?
Starve my body like when I am saved by a perfect kiss. Jokes were funny. I took the money.
When we were at your, when we were at Lincoln for the orientation day or whatever, walking around. When we were at Lincoln for orientation, like before school started.
Okay.
Okay. And like all the kids, like all different ages are all there, you know, doing the walk around thing.
Mm-hmm.
I probably saw at least half a dozen Nirvana t-shirts.
Okay.
Like tons of Nirvana t-shirts. Band hasn't had new music since 1993.
Okay.
Why?
Cool logo. It looks cool.
Is that why?
Kinda.
Okay.
Why what?
Why there are so many Nirvana t-shirts? Is it just because Target sells them or what?
Well, some of them actually people like Nirvana.
Okay.
I don't know.
I suppose it's like when I was in high school and like Led Zeppelin. I know Kurt
Cobain and that's it.
Yeah. Well, their drummer is also went on to have another band. You know who that is, right?
No.
Dave Grohl.
Who's that?
The Foo Fighters.
You told me about him one time, I think.
Yeah. He was the drummer for Nirvana and then he started the Foo Fighters.
Okay.
Okay. Well.
Ooh, we were going to talk about my jaw.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hang
on.
What?
You talk.
Okay. I'm going to talk. But she's rolling up the sleeve on her her Stitch onesie pajamas.
Yeah.
I'm wearing pajamas. I love that, like, Stitch is... It's to me, Lilo and Stitch is, like,
so
the only Disney movie I've ever given a crap about, really. The Toy Story movies are pretty good, but, like, Lilo and Stitch has always been my favorite.
You know, the first Toy Story movie was made in, like, 95?
Yeah.
It was, like, one of Pixar's first ever
things. My senior year of high school, when it came out. Yeah. Or wait, was it my... Oh, I think it came out the summer after I graduated.
Yeah, it was 95.
Yeah.
Old.
Because I remember working at the... I remember it came out on video in 96 when I worked at Kmart in Brookings because it played. I did not see Toy Story, the original Toy Story from start to finish until you
really
were like 3 or 4.
Wow. Sad.
I had seen it. I had seen every minute of it working at Kmart in Brookings, which is now the Lowe's in Brookings, but I never saw it all at once because it was just running on repeat on the VCR.
That's
like the cassette.
It's like the TV, it's like a fat.
No,
TV.
No, it's like a DVD player, but it's a tape. Kind of like cassettes, you know, cassette tapes.
Oh, the things that it looks like goggles and you like stick your eyes into them.
Well, they're much bigger, yes.
It looks like you would watch it through goggles. It looks like 3D glasses, but like, you know?
No, doesn't really, but I mean, you can see the tape inside the cassette. But anyway, anyway, you bounced your face off the bar.
Yeah. Okay. So
Jackie was giving me a guilt trip for not coming early to pick her up from gymnastics and see her do some of the stuff. Okay. Well, I don't know if it was intentionally a guilt trip, but it was like, you guys are never in time to see me do anything. So I come early.
Like early.
To
like
see
right
you
after
do
we
some
went
stuff.
To our last event. Like right after we switched events.
To do some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And see you do it.
Yep. And then this is the only thing I'm upset about. You didn't record it. That is the only thing I'm mad about. I don't care that I couldn't chew for 3 days. I don't care. I'm just mad you didn't record it because that would have been so good. That would have gone viral, yep. Bro. That would have been so good.
It would have been your second viral video.
Yeah.
That
would have been so good.
So... What happened was you were on the onion bars.
You don't even know what happened. So.
Well, I saw it happen.
If you're not a gymnast, this isn't going to make sense. I'll give the dumbed down non-gymnast version later. So I was doing a kip. I was coming up on it. My right hand slipped off and I face planted. Okay. So basically.
A kip is when you like use your hands to pull yourself up, your waist up to the bar, correct?
No. Well, not really. It's where you glide swing, right? Which is it's like
you
it's
swing under,
swing back and forth in L shape.
Don't use gymnastics terms. Just keep it simple.
And everything is gymnastics terms. You swing on the low bar. You bring your toes to the bar, and you're up in front support, which is like you're standing, but with your hands on the bar.
So she's about to get up to the top.
I'm about to get up to the top,
where
and
she's
then
supporting herself by her hands, about waist high on the bar.
I was missing my kips that day for some reason. And so I was like doing them again, and I was like, oh, I'll just shift my wrist faster, which usually works. And I shifted my wrist too fast on my right hand, and so it popped off the bar. And usually it pops off a lot, but at that, like, I'm usually not
up that far.
It was
like the worst possible time for it to happen.
Yeah. Actually, no, it could have been like a split. Or it could have been a split second earlier, and then I would have knocked a couple teeth out.
Yeah, that was what I was worried about when it happened.
Or like a split second later. No, that was like the perfect time. Like if I had to like fall face first onto a bar, like it was best to hit my chin, because otherwise it would have hit my teeth or my throat, and that would have been worse. Anyway, yeah. So my right hand slipped off because I shifted it too quick, and normally it's fine when it pops off, because normally it does that when I'm like out here and the bar isn't like below me at all, and then I just fall to the ground. But on that one, I slipped, and then I fell to the bar. I got a nice big old bruise on my arm.
Right bicep.
That hit that. Yep.
And I just saw her right arm and her face hit the bar.
Yep.
Like.
And then my chin.
Like her. It was her like a body's coming uppercut. Up. And the right hand slips off the bar and she goes down, and it looked like, you know, her right side of her face hits the bar.
Yep. And well, it was my chin. Like the bottom part. It was like an uppercut, but from the side.
And I was like, ooh. And I was like, ooh. And then. You kind of started to just go like, ow.
Yeah.
And then it was like, ow, ow, oh. And then then it really hurt.
Yeah.
And
I was like, ugh.
And then after you calmed down. No, one of the other girls was like, Alicia. And you were just kind of holding your face going, ugh. Mm-hmm. And then after you calmed down, did you mention it first or did I? I think you did. You said.
About what?
Something about, too bad that wasn't recorded.
Yeah, I was like, did you record that?
And then I said, I actually thought about recording it missed.
If you didn't say that, I would have been so much less mad. Because if you were about to record.
Well, I thought about it, but you were already starting. And I just didn't. I don't know. And
if only it was one of those gyms that has like security footage.
So I missed you bouncing your face off of
like security footage, and you could like pull the footage up and then.
Well, did you ask?
Like, have you seen that one video?
Did you ask if they did?
They do, our gym doesn't have that, I'm pretty sure. But have you seen that one video? What's his name? I follow him on Instagram. Ian Gunther.
I have no idea who
Ian
that is.
Ian D. Gunther. He was a men's gymnast. He was doing, I think it was just like giants. He was on high bar and he was like swinging around and stuff. And the bar breaks. Like as he's coming like under the swing, like the metal bar snaps in half.
On the uneven bars?
It's a metal bar, like men's gymnastics. Like the one, it's one bar in men's gymnastics. It's just one high bar.
Oh, okay.
It's one high, and it's metal. So you know our strap bar? It's the thing I did those soul circles on.
Okay.
It's like that, but without the slidey thingy. It's just like that. It's
so anyway, a bar broke.
Metal bar broke while he was on it. And it's like the only thing he posts. Well, no, I shouldn't say that. He posts a lot of stuff, but it's like the main
Does
thing he posts.
Post funny faces that gymnasts make when they're right at their flippy
No, you
point?
Like that though.
That's funny.
I make a lot of those goofy faces.
The diving, like there's a, I've seen like videos of Olympic divers, like when they're in the middle of
Have I showed you that
flips.
One? I did the double front tuck into the pit.
And you can actually like make the sound of their face because their face is like.
Yeah, it's really funny.
But so you bounced your face off the bar.
Story on that on my gymnastics account. You should follow me, JackieMay.gymnastics on Instagram.
Okay. Well, kiddo, tired.
I was talking about the bar breaking. So the bar broke and then you got to like keep it as a souvenir and stuff.
Okay.
That was it. That was it.
We went longer than the last one.
We did? How long was the last one? It was like just over an hour, wasn't it?
It was right at an hour.
Oh. Oh, well.
So we've got the edit for you to tell your joke.
Yeah.
So it'll be like probably
Will
about
Will you edit
an
this
hour.
Out too then?
No.
No?
Clunky endings are kind of fun.
Okay. Clunk, 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 clunk.
Give me an A.
Whoa. Well, our piano is out of tune.
It isn't that far out of tune.
Yeah.
You're actually pretty good at that. C.
No. Whoa.
No, you're too high.
Yeah.
Hit
you
the note.
Flat.
I was a little flat. The C is the only one I can imagine because I just go to Home Sweet Home like ding dong, ding dong. Do, 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 do. Okay, we're going to wrap it up. Thanks for doing the podcast with me, and please get in my car with your backpack off.
No, thank you.